Coming up on KUCB News, responders have recovered the body of one of the teenagers killed yesterday in a car accident on Mount Ballyhoo, and the other is expected to be recovered tonight. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Friday, May 10th, 2019. Responders have recovered the body of 18-year-old Kiara Renteria Haste, one of two high school students killed yesterday in a car accident on Unalaska's Mount Ballyhoo. KUCB spoke with Interim Police Chief John Lucking just before 3 o'clock.
Just about an hour ago, we recovered her, and we're maneuvering now to get the team in to try and get to Carly and get her out there.
Lucking said he expected efforts to recover the body of 16-year-old Carly McDonald to take a couple of hours more due to the area's difficult terrain. He says both teenagers' bodies were located on the shoreline after a pickup truck tumbled approximately 900 feet down the mountain.
We're looking for the best path to get in there, and you know, it's big boulders and kelp and a little bit of swell, so it's a very big challenge to get in there, and then cliff face too.
Lucking said members of a rescue unit started rappelling down the mountain around 11 o'clock this morning. The unit was sent by the U.S. Coast Guard Air Station in Kodiak, which spent the night planning their descent by sending a C-130 aircraft to assess the terrain and the location of the bodies with aerial imaging. Police are also investigating the cause of the accident, which happened yesterday afternoon around 1:30. Lucking said the truck's driver, 18-year-old Dustin Ruckman, quote, lost control of the vehicle, end quote, on the Yalakta Head side of Ballyhoo. Ruckman survived and was released from the clinic without treatment. All three teenagers are lifelong residents of Unalaska. McDonald was a junior, Renteria Haste was a senior, and Ruckman is a senior. With classmates, families, and community members now grieving, the Unalaska City School District hosted a team of counselors today and will continue to do so throughout the weekend. District officials say the school will remain open late this evening for those seeking support. It will also be open tomorrow from noon until 7 o'clock in the evening. In light of the accident, the district has also announced that it has canceled the prom, which was scheduled for tomorrow night. Instead, the high school will have a celebration of life formal next Friday, May 17th. The high school graduation ceremony will then proceed as planned next Saturday, May 18th. Once again, counselors are providing support this weekend to all grieving students, families, and community members. Providers and resources will be available over the phone, at the high school, at Illilook Family and Health Services, at APIA's Behavioral Health Clinic, and at Unalaskans Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence. You can find more information and phone numbers for those providers on our website, kucb.org, as well as on our Facebook page. We will also continue posting the latest news on both of those platforms, and then we will return with more on Monday during our regular noon newscast. And that is the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.